It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love & Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
This is Mike Arturi, and we are here today with Peter Born from Airborne Creative Group. And Peter is a composer of music, and he does a lot of music for commercial uses like advertising, jingles, you know, and various things like that. And I thought it would be interesting to talk with Peter and see how he has such a broad palette of music that he can create from, because he's called on to do a lot of different styles of music. So, Peter, maybe you can talk with us a little bit about that idea.
Well, thanks, Mike. First of all, glad to be here, glad to offer some insight. I've been writing music commercially. I grew up with a great big bucket of records. My dad made sure that I had exposure to many vinyl pieces of music, 45s. And so for some people, records are a way to get music that doesn't come out of your phone or your computer. There's a record player involved and so forth. But I grew up listening to a lot of different music from the very earliest memories that I have, music from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And those things all were part of my, I guess we'll call it, color palette that I pulled from. So I might get a client that says, hey, I'm writing a spot for a Mexican restaurant. Well, okay, so then I go back to what I remember hearing. Even if it's like La Bamba, for instance, a song by Ritchie Valens, mm-hmm. I'll find songs that kind of fit the mode, and then I'll work off of that as a starting point and develop that. So, you know, when you're writing music, you have to sometimes balance the need for the outcome with the musical style. But to your point, you know, music is derived from organic feeling, our rhythms and so forth. Blues actually can be traced back. Country music has blues in
right.
it. And other things all of that nature, I find that classical music, if you listen to Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Canon in D, for instance, is a song. So check that out. But it's da 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 da. That can be found in pop music today, mm-hmm. all across the board. If you listen to Journey's Don't Stop Believing, it's the same chords. If you listen to Men at Work's Land Down Under, it's the same chords underneath. So it's all derived from things in our past and then processed and turned into something beautiful and unique and new with a different melody. And that's kind of how I've been working my magic over these years since 1996 is when I started doing this as a business. And so you'll hear my music across the board, and I can't advertise which ones, but know that if you hear music on the radio and jingles, I'm writing 60-second hit songs.
Tremendous. Well, you have a beautiful studio here that we're sitting in here today, and a testimony to your success. You have a connection with Red Wing, don't you?
I've been boating in Red Wing for about 12 years down at the river. We love it. We're river rats. We'll continue to love the community that Red Wing is and all the things that we've seen in the last 10 years and how it's growing, especially in music, thanks in part to what you're doing.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Peter Born, Airborne Music. Thank you very much.